KQ4WJT, N4ZLK Mobile.
KQ4WJT, good morning.
Have you recovered from your night of partying? Sort of.
About a day, but real question is, are you and Mom recovered?
I'd like to work today so that I can recover. How about the girls? Did they recover yet?
They should be good. Let's see, Monday, they were pretty tired, a little grumpy, but by yesterday, they were doing well.
Pretty quick. It was fun to watch them. They were having a good time, and late, too.
Having the time of their life, but they were, Ada was on the tipping point of just absolutely losing it, so we didn't get there, but almost.
At least this doesn't happen very often, so she enjoyed herself. Well, good. Hope you're doing well this morning. Did you work Monday, or did you take it off?
Monday. I don't have any days off left. Probably till July, since Isla came around, so still got plug away.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Well, that's good. Well, thanks for listening out for me this morning. Tom and Mary Beth left last night. They were supposed to go Monday night, and Mary Beth got really sick. Actually, she woke up feeling really bad Monday morning. So they missed their flight Monday, and of course they purchased just the regular tickets, no changes, whatever. They didn't think anything like that would happen, so had to buy a couple of new tickets for yesterday. But Mom said they didn't get home till after 2. They got into Philly at around 8:30. So we're curious as to why it took them so long to get home.
So sure the flights weren't cheap, and they got home at, you said, 8 in the afternoon, so they didn't go home till early morning, is what you said?
She texted about 2 this morning, said she got home. They had just gotten home, so not sure what happened there.
It's a long day there. Well, hopefully she's feeling better.
Better when we dropped her off at the airport, and I'm hoping that wasn't the issue, but it was a direct flight to Philly, left at 6:20, supposedly. I didn't even check after we dropped her off.
Pulled up on the airport or something, trying to get out.
Thinking that's probably what it was, or maybe the ride didn't get down to get them in time. They're only an hour and a half or hour and 45 minutes from the Philadelphia airport.
Make it back okay.
She flew into Chicago and her car was there. Denise, and she left in the morning. Denise didn't leave until 7 that night, and she had to go to Chicago and then from Chicago to Bloomington, and she didn't get in until almost 2, apparently, and I'm not sure why. So, something about that 2 o'clock time in the morning for airports.
So, I remember one of the summers I was going out west, flew into, I don't know, Charlotte and then Boston, and then my flight out of Boston didn't leave till the next morning, and I was in the past security, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and they kicked me out along with everyone else, so they were doing some sweep, so we had to sit out in the lobby area until they opened the airport back up, so it's always a fun time.
Once you're in, you should be able to stay in. That's crazy. Then I guess you had to go through security all over again.
Apparently doing some routine sweep with their dogs, so everyone had to leave, but yeah, I had to go right back through security that morning.
Oh well, when did you leave? How far do you have to go?
Well, that's around 6:40 this morning, just past Traveler's Rest, but I had to drop some sample to his house. He's building a home off a Kiwi, and he asked me to, or he contracted us to do the roof, so I had to drop off a couple samples for him early this morning.
That's all right. Okay. Well, be careful. I'm headed the other way on 25. I left when I took Katie up. She had to be there at Asheville. I think her flight was at 10. I think. I can't remember. Anyway, we left the house about 7:45 and got there early. Traffic was really good.
That was yesterday evening.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's good. Now that they've got a lot of the highway finished there, it generally flows pretty well there.
You're moving right along. The only problem with that road now is it's hard to follow the lanes because they, you know, they had some painted for the construction and then they ground it up and painted new lanes, but they're hard to see. I actually ended up in a halfway in both in two lanes before I realized it.
There they had the whole highway kind of make a hard left turn and then keep going, so it was pretty wild. People would be all over the place.
Right up there since they're finished, but all right. Well, I love you. Hope you have a good day. Say hello to the girls for me if you talk to them. And be careful. We'll talk to you later. KQ4WJT and 4ZLK.
Good talking to you this morning. Hope you have a good day. And 4ZLK, KQ4WJT.